Raleigh, North Carolina, during the week of IBMA, there were a myriad of possibilities for interviews kind of on the fly, and we're going to hear one of those today. It's shorter than certainly the first visit from Darren and Brooke Aldridge on this program. Enjoyed their music so much. I'm so glad to have a chance to sit with them for the time that we did, and for a brief visit as they slogged their way through the incredible demands of being a performer at the IBMA Week Convention Celebration, and this was just this year, 2015. Interesting chat. They were beat, and they came by and talked anyway, because that's the kind of people that they are. I'm really happy to welcome once again to Unreal Bluegrass, Darren and Brooke Aldridge.
Hi, it's good to be back.
How are you guys doing? Mm-hmm.
We're doing great.
I caught your showcase yesterday. I'm trying to remember the days here, but it was on your label, and I was real happy to get to see you guys play. I'm a big fan of music forever, and of course we've talked about this before, but the live show to me is where it either drops or rises, and watching you guys yesterday, I was just absolutely confirmed everything I believed, and I was glad to get to see you because your performances and your music are so great. You got to be real happy about the last album.
Thank you.
Yes, very much so.
It's snapshots.
It is, it's done really well for us, and we really appreciate you pushing it for us.
I get a cut in almost every show. I try to sneak something.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's that good. And I told you this. I don't know if I told you this the other day, but for whatever reason, my wife married a banjo player who likes bluegrass, and she does not like bluegrass. It's not that she doesn't not like it. She doesn't like it. It's not that it's not her favorite, but we were in the car, and I'm playing. She's a big Roseanne Cash fan. So I said, this will work. So we play Flat Top Box, and now I get to play Snapshot in the car when she's with me because she knows that'll come up at some point. I'm trying to subterfuge. I'm trying to sneak her into liking bluegrass, and you guys might be the window for her to
do
that.
We won her over.
You might have. Well, what's going on the rest of the day for you? I know this is Thursday. You guys must be so beat.
Well, we've took it easy what we can. We was going to take off later tonight and head to Maryland, but that show's canceled for the hurricane coming up through.
Okay.
So we're actually getting to stay around and get to visit some more folks.
We're
playing again Saturday a couple times here at IBMA, so it's a good time, good week.
I can't.
Got our umbrella with us.
You
got
to have it. There's a tunnel, of course, that will get you to most places if you're nearby. Did you know that? I only discovered it the other day. There's a tunnel between some of the buildings that you can get to here.
Mm-hmm.
So just take advantage of that if it's raining too much. But I can't imagine a performer coming down to this week of such intense, you know, you got to perform, you do workshop, you do this, you do this, you do this. At the end of the week, it must be just a total blur to you guys.
It is. Yeah. It is exhausting, but it's all worth it.
It's all worth it to get to see our friends and folks and people like you. We don't see all of the year, you know.
You got to be happy with Mountain Home.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think they have some of the greatest artists in bluegrass right now on their lineup. And what they did yesterday, I mean, it was like a mini festival within IBMA right here.
It was.
You know?
It was. I went and I never left.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to see you guys live because I've heard your music. I just haven't got to see you live, so this worked great for me. But that whole performance of the showcase, which you guys were a big, major part of it, yeah, that was a day's event.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was a day's festival of the top of the top, I think.
Yes, it was very good.
I mean, you guys performed so well, and you have such a good time. And the yodeling thing.
Yeah. Did you know I did that?
I did not. I didn't. If I knew, I forgot. But when you started yodeling, there were people in the audience that I do this. I tell people I watch the performers, but I usually move up and I watch the audience. And the audience hadn't been yodeled to in a while. But I think you won them over back to the old yodeling style.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to do that about every set, and it always works. My grandma was right, so
yeah.
I'm glad to
see
you.
Always like the yodeling.
It's a lost art.
It really is.
Yeah. It's a little, that click in your voice, you have to get that working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like your falsetto that you go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just say, yo lady, so.
You mentioned something yesterday that I didn't know about that, about singing contests or things that you were involved in.
Uh-huh.
Can we take a minute and talk about that
sure,
before we
absolutely.
Break up?
Absolutely. Yeah, when I was a child, my mom and dad put me in just about every singing competition that was somewhat regional, just to kind of get me exposed and used to being on stage. And I did, gosh, I was counting up one day. I think I won over 30 first place prizes in those things as a child. And won college scholarships and things like that to fund me through that, because they definitely wanted me to get my college career,
sure,
you know, taken care of before I started my music career, because they knew that was really where my heart was. And so far, it's
still working for you.
It's still working, and I did. I learned that stage presence at an early age, which is really important in this industry. You know, in all music genres, it's definitely about the entertainment factor. So
it is. You can be the best in the world, and you can have the best records in the world, but especially in bluegrass, you have to do it live.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do it live, and like you said, you learned that. You both have that stage presence and just carry it off so well, and the audience just love what you were doing.
Thank you.
You have to be happy about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, and it's fun to get to do it as a couple, too, you know, together, because we can kind of play off each other. And
what we set out to do is always just be real and be us, you know,
that's
on
right.
or off stage.
That's right, yeah.
That's what we try to,
I was thrilled
to give it
you.
Out there.
I was thrilled to get to see you perform, and you lived up to my expectations.
Well, great.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, all right, so you had a website people can go to. They can find Snapshot.
Yes, DarrenandBrookAldridge.com.
And they can find all the other good stuff you've done, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find out where you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you see Maryland was canceled because of the hurricane. Then
yes.
then what's going to be your next stop along the road?
We've got the Street Festival here, and then we've got several shows in October there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Right off the top of my head, where are we going to be?
We've got a few North Carolina dates.
Well, they can find them on your website.
Yeah. That'd be the easiest place to go.
Because things like the hurricane comes and stuff changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's refer them to that. They can find out where you're going to be, and then they can follow up and see the great show that I saw yesterday.
Thank you.
Cool. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.